Nolte, CNN Chief Jeff Zucker has conspiracy theory meltdown at South by Southwest. By John Nolte on March 10, 2019. CNN Chief Jeff Zucker appeared at the South by Southwest Film Festival. South by Southwest, over the weekend, to spread a number of conspiracy theories about President Trump and Fox News. Zucker, who only ever makes public appearances in the friendliest of settings, meaning, with his ideological confederates on the left who never ask tough questions or request evidence to back up wild-eyed charges, found that exact audience among the Hollywood elite at South by Southwest. In short, Zucker was able to go unchallenged when spewing all kinds of fake news. Without evidence, Zucker claimed the Justice Department's attempt to overturn the mega merger of AT&T and CNN parent company Time Warner came from the president. There was absolutely no basis to be doing what they were doing, and clearly there was a political agenda at work, he said, according to Deadline. None of this is true. The left-wing Zucker also lashed out at Fox News and without evidence accused the number one cable news outlet. The far-left CNN has been in last place for every year of Zucker's tenure, of being a propaganda outlet for the state. I've said before that Fox is state-run TV, Zucker said. And then not only contradicted himself, he took his bizarre predilection to spread unfounded conspiracies even further, saying, the question should be, is the White House state-run government by Fox TV? Within the same sentence, Zucker tells an audience filled with unquestioning Trump haters that Fox News is run by the government. He then turns around in the next sentence to suggest Fox News is running the government. Also revealing about Zucker's statement is the fact that CNN's Brian Stelter has said the same. Many believe Stelter essentially operates as Zucker's ventriloquist dummy. Zucker's unwillingness to enter an arena where he will face legitimate questions for his failed leadership at CNN makes sense. All on his own, Zucker has driven the CNN brand into the dirt with an unprecedented firehose of fake news, hate campaigns, and terrible ratings. Zucker has yet to explain his network's behavior in Ferguson, Missouri, a predominantly black working-class community that was besieged by riots due to the Hands Up, Don't Shoot Media hoax, a hoax CNN spread like no other. CNN's Jake Tapper stood in the middle of the Ferguson, Missouri tinderbox and poured gasoline all over it with a hysterical anti-police rant. Just after the riots in Ferguson finally ceased, to gin things back up, CNN released unverified audio of what they claimed was the shooting of Michael Brown. The audio has still not been verified and there is one gunshot missing. CNN openly called for rioting in Baltimore. CNN's Chris Cuomo, Mark Lamont Hill, and Miguel Martinez openly attacked and sowed seeds of mistrust against those police officers trying to bring calm to Baltimore. CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin suggested Baltimore cops were staffed with unstable war veterans. CNN attempted to turn the man who tried to assault then-candidate Donald Trump into a folk hero. CNN regularly encouraged the idea that Trump is another George Wallace, who was shot in an assassination attempt, that violence against Trump and his supporters is legitimate and Trump's fault, that he is mentally unstable, or in the words of Jake Tapper and Mord, unhinged and un-American. CNN compared Trump to Hitler, claimed that he is Putin's Manchurian candidate, that he is an illegitimate president, and then after presenting the president as a unique threat and danger to the country, CNN pointed what looked like a sniper scope at Trump's Oval Office window. CNN's campaign to demonize Trump supporters reached an all-new low earlier this year when the network relentlessly attacked and smeared a group of innocent Covington Catholic high school boys guilty of nothing more than wearing MAGA hats and behaving admirably while black nationalists and an American Indian activist harassed and taunted them for the better part of an hour. The attorney representing Nick Sandman, the high school junior singled out the most by CNN and the rest of the media, announced on Saturday that he intends to sue the last place cable channel for $250 million. CNN was probably more vicious in its direct attacks on Nicholas than the Washington Post, Sandman's attorney told Fox News. He continued. And CNN goes into millions of individuals' homes. It's broadcast into their homes. They really went after Nicholas with the idea that he was part of a mob that was attacking the black Hebrew Israelites, yelling racist slurs at the black Hebrew Israelites. Totally false, saying things like Nicholas was part of a group that was threatening the black Hebrew Israelites, that they thought there was going to be a lynching. Now you've seen the tape. If you took the time to look at what was said that day, Nicholas Sandman did absolutely nothing wrong. He was, as I said to others, the only adult in the room.